Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, you know, people always underestimate President Cyril Ramaphosa. Nizoqwala eventually. And I'll tell you why, right? Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Dion George, who's a DA minister, is currently under fire. His own party wants him to get fired, right? And maybe let me start off by saying the person who appoints ministers is the president.
All right.
As the head of the executive. He doesn't need to tell us why, doesn't need to justify it to anybody. Ivele Dumanj. And in South Africa, or Democratic South Africa, up until now, the head of the executive has always been the majority leader in parliament as well. However, because of the GNU, things are different. So for the first time ever, the person who's the head of the executive and can appoint ministers necessarily can't do it if it has to do with, let's say, another party. So let me put it to you another way. If the DA wants to change a minister, that's not for them to do. They need to go and speak to the president as the head of the executive, and then he needs to agree, and then he needs to do that, right? So essentially, it's like being in a house or living in a commune. Yes, that's a better way of thinking at it. You're living in a commune, and ordinarily, if this was your house, you'd be able to say, hey, guys, lana, ekhaya, umnyango suvala ngo 6. Anybody who's not back after 6, ngingale. But in a commune, everybody's paying for their own room. So when if you want to come back for 7 or 8, you're like, hey, you can get loaded when I'm back. But there's still the house owner. And if the house owner says, hey, then again, you need to go with that. You understand? Anyway, why do they want to get rid of Dion George? Well, the story is actually not too clear. They say he's been running the department like a tyrant. So people that have been there for years have called in tears saying that they've been abused by him. Some were saying that he's made utterances such as he will drive them to suicide because they're very soft. Mm. But the one story that was reported this weekend, which I thought was, okay, this is something. He's also a U.S. citizen with Dion. And he traveled on his U.S. passport on some diplomatic missions. So when you're traveling as a South African minister, why are you traveling on a U.S. passport? Now, that's a problem. But let me tell you something else. Often we sit here and we speak about political infighting. We seldom speak about the DA infighting. John Steenhuisen and Helen Ziller are currently not seeing eye to eye. And this is where I've got to bring in President Cyril Ramaphosa, because Nzokwala. President Cyril Ramaphosa has the wonderful ability of infiltrating parties. Him and John, bala, manji, bala.
See,
for real. John will do anything for President Cyril Ramaphosa. Much like how Gayton McKenzie will do anything for Cyril Ramaphosa. Before, Gayton McKenzie was talking this, talking that. Gayton McKenzie was even a Zuma man, if you remember. Manji, forget it. Forget it. That is the skill of Cyril Ramaphosa. So if you know somebody's destroying the ANC, he's destroying the DA too. Nah, kula. He's destroying the DA. So he's actually doing the thing. Mbali?
Well, look, the issue around Dion George, I find quite peculiar, especially when you look at what people have been saying, that especially when the statement came out that the DA want him gone for underperformance. You know, a number of people were raising these issues. And this also comes to the fore that really, who has the right to remove a minister? You will remember not so long ago when Ramaphosa fired a deputy minister from the DA.
Yes.
It was a big hoo-ha.
Yes.
Now they are asking him to remove a minister. So I don't know, where do you draw the line in this GNU? You know, who has the right to do what?
So John Steenhuisen was saying that they actually wanted to move Dion and they wanted to take him to the Department of Trade and Industry, but they wanted to make him deputy minister. Again, not his call to make, but I guess he said it. And now they're saying that they want DA spokesperson Willie Oukamp to replace him if he does get removed from cabinet. So cabinet reshuffle. President Cyril Ramaphosa hasn't said anything about this yet. He's also very good at that, keeping quiet. He's a quiet somebody. Oh boy.
You know what it is for me?
Yeah.
I mean, change of leadership is not so bad. The problem is the consistency, because conservation policies take years to build, you know? When you move leaders around in certain portfolios, then you have to like almost start from scratch, because each leader has their own
visions
and all of that. And ecosystems don't take years. It's not like an overnight change.
I'm glad you brought that up, because ministers actually don't go with their own vision. They go with what the legislature says.
Okay.
Now, this is another thing about Dion. Dion has been defying the legislature.
Oh,
okay.
So he goes in against his own vision.
Yes. Ah. So that, for example, right, there is a case that he withdrew, right? And this case was a very significant one about land claim, I think it was, right? He withdrew it unilaterally. And now, legislature was like, dude, this is not our policy. This is not what we said you must do. So he's making the DA look like they're insubordinate. Mm. And so they're not good members of the GNU. This, coupled with the fact that he's traveling with a US visa,
yeah,
or a US passport, I should say, because it's not a visa, he's a citizen. You've got to ask yourself, where are his allegiance?
Let me ask, so who monitors the performance within the GNU now? Is it the party itself?
Yeah,
it
still the head of the executive.
Yeah. Okay.
They all work for the head of the executive because they are part of the executive.
If I was Cyril, this is my chance to get back at the DA. I would just keep quiet.
Guys, I'm telling you, Cyril, offensive. Nizo Kwala. Let us know what your thoughts are.
This is where, if you're a research listener of UKFM, Nizo Kumbulu Uti Friday, Ukhumuzo, Uluzile, Utlen Uwinile, Ingoma. Yayiti, Batate Ganda Ganda, Batate Buduza, Posa Boy. Ah, posa boy. Uya baluma, baluma bonke, uluma kwasani. Ah, siyabonga.
Kona manje naba no melusi. Ogigaba. Kona kusine kubajeqeza manje.
Sizwe, ngiyakuzwa mfethu yakhuluma ngendaba ne Ramaphosa listen that. But let's not forget ukuthi naye u Ramaphosa unama ID 3. So yena ubani yena? Asiqale lapho. Siyabona indaba yalo DA ukuthi uwa travel ngepassport ye USA. But u Ramaphosa unama identity ID 3 and is the president nomuntu lo njalo. So yiphi example ayisetayo kuma South African? Yabona nathi vele nawe uyafana nalo DA. Akusizi lokuthi u Ramaphosa is doing all the best ukuthi a destroy EDA. Mina ngiyamiselana nalokho. Mina ngiyasho manje ukuthi unama identity ID 3. Mele leyo siyenze kanjani thina as a South African?
Okay, but wait. So first of all, le ndaba yama 3 ID numbers is alleged, because I have not seen proof of that yet. Now, it did come up, obviously, in the Matlala Commission that Kat Matlala had said and sent his version of evidence ukuthi the president had 3 ID numbers linked to him. But we don't know if that was as a result of fraud, because some people could try to defraud, for example, a system, and then they use his ID. We need to ascertain all of that. So we can't take it as a matter of fact that ukuthi the president has 3 ID numbers. We just know it's alleged that he has 3 ID numbers.
I think Cyril Ramaphosa likes it when people underestimate him. He just keeps quiet. And then when the time is right, he's like, yay, ngagadla. So he just does that and then he vanishes. He keeps quiet, does everything, and then agadle comes back and leaves again.
That's funny. He should have been named Ugedle Hlekisa.
Ah, Baba Sizwe, asikwazi ukuthi simbize Ugedle Hlekisa. Sithi ugadla thulile lona ngoba yena akakhulumi kakhulu, uyagadla. Yeka ukuthi ugadla ubaba kanjani. Ugadla ubaba wavele waguga same time. Manje laba abanye abafana abancane. La ndoda leyana yi-chess master, Baba. Siyabonga.
Shindaba Baba. Imbonile Ace Makhashule. Ace Makhashule is running to be a counselor, a ward counselor, manje, from NCSG. What's one do? Walala ngesisu.
Guys, now I read Julius Caesar in high school. It only made sense when I got to work in retail to see how white people backstab each other. It's like when they're out for you, those people will make sure like you are out. They'll paint you, they'll even go to black people and say, hey guys, we need to get rid of this person. Like those people ain't got nothing on Marcus Brutus. They'll backstab you and then how about Nyako Ote Wats Wada? So you see people singing there by Madlanga Commission. If these people they decide to sing on each other, you'll be surprised, you'll be shocked like Grandma Pause.
You know I love music. Let them sing.
Yes, I don't know if and then is it me alone, but I think I'm talking on behalf of a lot of people. As Nene, we just tired to hear anything about Ramaphosa. We are really tired. Like I said, we don't know what's going on with Ramaphosa. Because of Nene, the country is keeping going down and down and down. Thinking his name, Nene. That was caused by him. So, like, as in, I man sees a man. How you valing or Ramaphosa? How you val? Or even now by a cocker, I'm sure what you what name the media doesn't have a right to write bad publicity about ANC. I'm sure Kayapum has been a elective. I'm sure Pum or by cocker, even cocker, I'm going to
show level. That's funny. Okay, so you obviously don't listen to the show. First things first is usually about current affairs, and current affairs is politics. And if you think me, I'm on a Ramaphosa payroll, I don't ask him.
Yeah, wasizwe nosizwe, sizwe. Hey, ayibambe ngakho mfethu nabelwa bodwa. Hayi abantu, abantu, abantu siyajabula thina. Thina sibhizi sizwe sibheke ad hoc. Sibheke amadlanga commission. Sizwe itazofaka ni Ramaphosa. Nalabelungu bakhe sizwe ivele nje inyanyise ibe ngibe nesinenke nenke esinye serious ukuthi ngihlanze nje hey ayisizwe abasiyeke laba abantu bodwa
manje ngisize the team hey yazi le ndaba yalo baba ummeli wethu umongameli wethu hey ayayayay inzima this man I mean is very good at diverting attention you see now indaba yama bank statement and parapara EP manje is no longer gaining traction. We are always concentrating on something else, manje yabona. And yena vele ugadla ethulile, that's true. And iloku iyaphela item yakhe kancane kancane. We thought it's not going to finish his second term, but hey, it's happening. Abantu bombeki now bayazama ngapha, but into zakhona aziyindawo. Aziyindawo. Laba loku yaye abantu bayakhala bonke bakhala ngaye, but nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. I have never seen a president ofana nalo. Abantu abaningi pretend to hate him, but they can't do anything to him. Hey, yeah, kunzi Rams from Boksburg.
Hola Rams. Hamba ncane njengomnengo.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.